Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Family, this is the latest from Tommy Young West. God did it.
Me back.
gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. Finally, after I don't know how long, after hunting you down, after chasing you, after emailing back and forth, after all that, finally I got you, Tommy Young West.
You are kidding me.
No, I'm not. Hey, and thank you for it. You know, it's Tommy. And so none of the listeners stopped to tell me that I was mispronouncing your name. That's that. They love me. That's all that is. So, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks, listeners.
Yeah, thanks. But hey, you have been on my radar for quite some time because I've been noticing you doing a lot of work with the Dr. Bobby Jones, my good friend. And so we'll talk about him in just a second. But first and foremost, how are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored and thankful to yet be in the land of living with my life, health, and strength to do what God has assigned me to do in this last and evil days.
All right. So for the listeners who may not know who you are, and I suspect that you've been in the background in gospel music for quite some time, but now it's your time, as we say. Tell the listeners a little bit about who you are and how you first fell in love with the Lord. Are you a church baby? You know, where who are you?
Well, to God be the glory, and thank you for enabling me this opportunity to share with your listening audience this morning. I'm Tommy Young West from Dallas, Texas. This is my home. My father was a Pentecostal pastor for 50-some years here in Dallas, and I started singing in his church at 5 years old, standing in a chair and standing and singing and crying while I was singing. And started singing with the national choir, the state choir, the local choirs, and then started continuing to work in my dad's church with all kinds of, God has always blessed me with all kinds of singing opportunities. And of course, my professional career began in secular music. I was approached by a producer, Bobby Patterson, who was an R&B artist at the time, who would come to the nightclubs to hear me perform. And he approached me, and I agreed. And Gus became my first and only R&B. It was an album at the time. There were no CDs. And I was blessed to have a hit single, Do You Still Feel the Same Way, that sold over 500,000 units, that Tom Joyner, the infamous Tom Joyner, made famous here. It was number one in Dallas for 2 weeks. It was a little higher than Johnny Taylor's. So it started there, and then, of course, I kept singing gospel, and I've had about 4 CDs. I've worked with some phenomenal artists. Daryl King said that you had gotten my bio, so that way you could just kind of play around and whatever you want to ask. But at any rate, I've had 4 gospel CDs, and I lost my husband 6 years ago from liver cancer.
We've
been married 39 years, and so it's been 6 years since my last CD, Created to Worship. And of course, I feel like God is speaking in this hour. It's 6 years since my last recording, and then 6 years since my husband passed. And now I believe I have the best CD project that I've ever recorded, and that's The Return of Tommy Young West, which I'm very, very proud of. I also have a daughter that many of your listeners and you as well may be familiar with, Candy West. Who started with God's Property.
Yes.
Went on with Kirk Franklin, 1NC, and she sings with every phenomenal artist you can think of. So, and then my baby girl, she's the background singer for Snoop. She sings with Jennifer Hudson, and she's in L.A. now so that she can have those opportunities. So, you know, my career and my life has been a roller coaster ride, but it's all been for God's glory, and I know that God has a purpose, and He has shown in so many divine ways that His outstretched hand is upon my life.
Amen.
And so I just thank Him that I'm yet here, yet giving Him the glory and giving Him the honor through song and through music ministry.
Amen. You know, I always ask the guests to sort of put the spotlight on their life in that way, in case, you know, there's always someone listening who just found Christ yesterday and they don't know a whole lot about gospel music. So they're hearing you and they're going, wow. And, you know, it's a small world. So you mentioned that your daughter sings with Jennifer Hudson. And I have a friend who also sings with Jennifer Hudson. She sang background for a while, Kyla Jade. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Kyla. You know Kyla?
No, I'm afraid not, but I will mention her to my daughter. But my daughter she's one of the major superstars that my daughter sings background vocals for
Great.
So I will let my daughter know.
Yeah, Kyla was on The Voice.
They have to know each other.
Yeah, she was on The Voice most recently. So, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Wonderful.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep. And someone else we have in common is Tom Joyner. I was his associate affiliate producer for 8 years in Nashville, Tennessee, which is where I am now. That's where I got my my feet wet in terms of national
Look
syndication. So, yes. Wow.
Well, did you ever see the Sing-Off, a musical show a few years ago called The Sing-Off?
I did.
I don't know. You didn't?
I did.
You did? Okay, well, there were two groups that made it to the finalists, and my daughter's group was one of them. What was their name? It was one word. I can't think of it now. But anyway, they were one of the finalists for that show. It's amazing how our paths cross and we have things in common.
Amen.
And know the same people and things like that. Only God does that.
Only God, but God. Now, your CD project, I've taken some time to listen to it, and wow, the return of Tommy Young West, Loving Great Cuts, and I'm just telling you, I am just moved by your project. Mm. Every single song, I can tell that a lot of thought and energy and just the spirit of God has gone into every single song. I'm not just saying that to be saying that. This is not saying this to the listeners so they understand that this is not something that somebody threw together because they wanted to complete a CD and there's one good song. Every song on here is like the bomb.
Yes, sir. I can't tell you how much I appreciate the sincerity and the compliment because I feel the sincerity of it because you are so on point. There's a story and there's a testimony in every single song which we feel God divinely chose for us to record. I listened, they were submitted. We put out an all-out call for submissions and we selected the submissions, the songs from that. And then the songs that touched me, if I cried, I knew that particular song was going to touch somebody else. So thank you for saying that because that's exactly how I felt.
Oh, you're welcome. John Yogi Lewis and Norris J, and you've got Dr.
Yes.
Bobby Jones on here. You've got your daughter on one of the songs on here, Forever. Let's see who else.
She's awesome songwriter. And
really?
Yes, and so I wanted her. She's been on just about every recording of mine, both my girls. So I definitely didn't want to omit her on this one.
Yeah, and they're in the business as well, so they understand how the business aspect of it works. That's excellent.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And I really, really, really like Him Medley. I mean, you know.
That's my favorite.
Oh, yes.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah, so did you write most of the songs on here? How did it come together?
Oh, absolutely not. I co-wrote a few. I created the hymnal medley. I've always loved medleys. And I always, for some reason, in the back of my spirit, is the saying of the late Thomas Whitfield when he said, every artist, when you record, you should never forget the hymns. And there's some hymns. When I was growing up in the Church of God in Christ, my father was a bishop, and when the services, the ordination services were so sacred, and when they would march in with their robes, and we would sing Holy, Holy. So I've always wanted to incorporate Holy, Holy with I Am Thine, O Lord, and the other songs. And so I created that one, but no, there were some awesome writers that I honor and respect of their work, and I did co-wrote some things. I like to do ad-libs. And I like putting the finishing up in the vamp.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
But I do write, so I do enjoy it.
So how? Obviously, you and Dr. Bobby Jones are good friends. He's a friend of ours here, and so how do you? Because y'all seem to come together a lot.
Well, you know, I was very privileged in my husband's lifetime to have the opportunity to attend some of Dr. Bobby Jones' earlier gospel retreats, Vegas and Tennessee. and met some wonderful artists and was introduced by some wonderful artists. Kim Burrell and Lexi, I think, were the last artists that that introduced me. I think it was one of his last retreats. And when Kim Burrell mentioned that she was standing on my shoulders, that honored me. And then out of the audience was, I can't think of his name now. But so we have developed a relationship through that venue. I was blessed to be flown to Washington to sing on his BET program with a bunch of other artists. We just kind of flew in intermittently, and we did our taping, and we left. Beverly Quapadotti people, Israel Houghton, you name them, Leandra Johnson, so many, many others. So we're very, very good friends. And then when the record company suggested Dr. Bobby Jones for a collaboration, I said, man, that would be awesome. And he agreed, and they flew him in. And, of course, he has such a wonderful spirit. You know, he's not like you would think. He's humble. He makes fun of himself. Mm-hmm. He makes you comfortable, and that's very important to me. And we just had a great fellowship. He had his microphone in his face. I had my microphone in my face. and we embraced it. We worked together, and it just worked out really great. And matter of fact, he has another TV program on another network.
That's right.
And I hope to be on that soon.
Mm-hmm. I think it's Inspire. I think that's just the network, Inspire.
No, it's Impact, I think.
Impact. Okay, that's correct.
Uh-huh,
I saw his Facebook post the other day.
I love Dr. Bobby Jones very much, and he loves my kids. He knows my kids. And so we're like family, music family.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm almost out of time, but I do want to tell everyone, recommend everyone that they check out your CD project, The Return of Tommy Young West. This is an excellent project. It is it's been seasoned by a seasoned veteran in gospel music. And where can
Thank
the
you.
Listeners find out more about you? How can they pick up your project?
Thank you very much. Actually, it will be nationally released worldwide. They may purchase it through iTunes, CD Baby, Google Play, Amazon, and any of those digital outlets and engines. Also, if they'd like to connect with me at the moment, they can reach me through Facebook, Tommy Young West, and some other social entities are being worked out for me now, whereby people may be able to reach me. Also, they may contact Rock Daniel Records, RockDaniel. You remember that old saying when the church used to sing, "What you come in for, the Rock Daniel?"
Yes,
sir. Well, Dale King formed his own record company and honored me by making me his first flagship artist. So I'm very honored by that. But they may contact RockDanielRecords.com or Daryl King at 214-434-7070. I would love to come to your city, come to your event. I have tracks, or I can send my music ahead of time. I can rehearse with your group or your ensemble or your choir, and we can just rock Daniel for the Lord.
Amen, and I believe it, y'all. Y'all better, it'll be like a concert in heaven, having her up there in front of your choir. I mean, hey, I can just see it now. I'm just saying. I see it in the spirit. I see you up there. I see you turning to the choir. I say, okay, now hit this. Give me a B flat. Give me a.
Thank you.
Thank you so, so much, Tommy Young West. It's been a pleasure and an honor having you on Real Gospel. Much continued success to you. And we look forward to seeing
Thank
the
you,
continued
sir.
Things that God is doing for you.
Hallelujah. Well, I received that, and thank you so much for giving me this time to share with you and your listening audience. And I pray that God will continue to bless you, keep you, and strengthen you in all that you do. And thank you for your gifts of ministry and encouragement and helping those artists to become for people to become familiar with their work and things like that. So God bless you for what you do as well.
Thank you. I received that in Jesus' name.
All right.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.